Today, I'm going to visit with Jeannie Weibke from our Boone County Historical Society. She's kind of covering for everybody today. Jeannie, thanks for visiting with us.
Happy to be here.
I know that you spend a lot of your time doing collections and things like that, but we had a board meeting recently, and I know we always like to get people updated on anything special that happened there, and I'm guessing a lot of just regular work as we get into this new calendar year.
That is absolutely true. Our meetings have updates from all of our different committees, what collections is doing and exhibits and buildings and grounds, earth-shattering things going on at the board meetings, but always moving ahead. That's our biggest goal is every month that we are moving ahead and getting more things accomplished.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I know I'm going to go to collections because I know that's you. Displays and getting things set up, right?
So collections is Joe Howell and Barb McDougall.
Okay.
And I'm exhibit so that we work well together to get things done. So Joe and Barb have been leading the charge to clean up our third floor attic and balcony and organize the massive amount of things that are up there. And so they have started that process, making great progress, but it is a big and daunting task. And then when they find cool things, they let me know, and we look at how we can exhibit more items. That kind of leads us into what we've got the Fairway Room. One of our rooms on the first floor is the Fairway Gallery.
Yep.
And will be the Fairway and Boone County Merchants Room. And so what that will entail is new updated signage that Fairway is helping us with for the Fairway information. That should be coming in the next month. So that will be wonderful. And then we're doing exhibits on, we'll start with the advertising of different Boone County towns, and then tell the story of that town. So, for instance, if we have some old advertising from Beaver,
sure.
We'll have information on Beaver, those businesses, the town of Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working on all those pieces. So when collections find these pieces, they're feeding them to me so I can figure out how to arrange them. In addition to that, I just completed doing research from the 1914 History of Boone County book and our Trail Tales number 52 that talks about all those little settlements that really didn't become towns.
Yeah.
They were sort of towns, but they were never incorporated. So things like Coal Valley and Angus and Renner and Wolf. So we have a listing now. I have a listing of 47 different either post office locations, settlements, towns that no really longer exist, and we'll be adding that to the Boone County Merchants Room to kind of tell the story of all of Boone County.
Yeah, because they all had. It's really cool when you start to think about all these places that at one time this was Coal Valley, and this was and now you might have a couple of homes there.
Angus doesn't exist, and it had 5,000 to 7,000 people.
Wow.
I know.
That's
been very fascinating to look through all of this old writings and try to, and some of them have actual locations where township range, everything
sure.
where it was located, and they don't exist. There's nothing
just
there on some
gone.
Of them.
It's a field.
So it's 47 of them in Boone County.
Wow. Okay.
So that's very interesting. So we will be updating that room and be adding more items. If people have things or stories or pictures, certainly of any of these towns or the towns that still are remaining, they can get a hold of us. We will either copy pictures or if they'd like to donate, they just need to get a hold of us.
Sure, sure. And those are the things, too, where I know we've got a huge collection upstairs and they're wading their way through that. But there are people out there that do have photos, or they have information. They might have old family photos of a picnic that was held in the middle of one of those communities or something like that. You'd love to be able to get copies of those.
Right. So like that, we found one the other day of one of the service stations in Beaver.
Yeah.
Which is a great photo to have to add to that story. So whatever we find, we that's the great job that they're doing in collections to find that kind of stuff. And while the sorting of third floor will be a multiple year event, that also helps us then update exhibits as we find more stuff.
Sure.
I bet so you it all works well.
I bet you'd like to find more on the, maybe on, say, some of the agriculture activity.
Yes. So that's the other thing that we're working on updating on second floor is to do more of the agriculture. We have talked to one retired farmer. So far, he came to one of our meetings, and he's going to do an interview with us. And then we're going to bring some things down from third floor to have him help us identify exactly what we have.
Oh, sure.
Because there's some things we're not sure what they are. Is it ag-related? So we need help identifying some of those old ag items of what exactly they are in the era. Perhaps pictures of people using them.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Family pictures.
Sure. Yeah, those are things that we you know, a lot of people will think, well, it's just our family. It's our family pictures and, history for us. But you got a lot of Century Farms here in Boone County.
Mm-hmm.
People have pretty good documentation of what they were doing on their farms and stuff. And those are kinds of things that, if they would be interested in sharing, you guys just make copies of a lot of those things and have that
correct.
Available.
And so we've got, right now, I've got a big old ledger that was just used as to write in some history mm-hmm. of one of our smaller towns. And they actually gave it to me because my family, my dad grew up in that town, to look at because it has my family name in it, and has given us permission to take pictures of the pages and transcribe it and then add it to our collection.
Wow.
And it will be returned. It's very fragile. They will be returned.
Yep.
And so that's the same sort of thing with the farming history or things like that, is that if they want to donate it, that's fabulous. If they don't and they want us, we'll give it to us to make copies and scans of and return it to them, that also works. It's just more about gathering that history from lots of different locations.
You know, as they're going through the collection, and it's one of the things, and I've known there's been a huge collection up there for a long time, and repeatedly we have different groups who will try to get in and do things and volunteer. Are they looking for some volunteers, some people that might want to specialize in doing some things with that, Joe and Barb? Do they have some volunteers that are helping them?
They do not have volunteers that are helping them at this point. The Ron Russell, also on our board, has been mm-hmm. helping them out, but they have not had volunteers helping them. And so we could always use volunteers of doing that, but we also could use volunteers as we get some of these histories in just know how to scan things or copy things so they're copied well or scanned well so they can be then mm-hmm. printed and put into our research collection. So we're looking for people to do that. And that's, sort of a sitting and scanning kind of job if people don't want to be climbing stairs and pulling things off of shelves. So there's that collection part has a lot of pieces in it that people could do.
Yeah.
And they could do it for, 2 hours a week or 2 hours a month or 20 hours a month.
Yeah. As but much as they would like to be a part of it.
Correct. It is. It is fun. There is not a week that goes by that I don't learn something.
And that's pretty good. So, well, let's talk about a couple other things that are happening for you because I don't want to get to. I know you've got a lot working on in the collection stuff. Let's Ron. I know is trying to collect. And again, this is one of the things you like to do is have military exhibits, military displays. He's trying to get some Vietnam veterans to record their history, come and be part of this. And he's working.
He's got four done. I think he's recorded or he's interviewed three and Fred Greiner has interviewed one so far. I was out last weekend for a family event, so I wasn't at the center, so there might be more. And so, yes, Ron is leading that charge to record Korean War and Vietnam veteran stories. We'd like to move on from there after we get all their stories done, but that's in itself a big job. And part of that is our military exhibit doesn't have much on Vietnam, and we need to, when we update that military exhibit, we need to make sure we include more information than what we have. And we are hoping to have some of our vets loan us some of their uniforms or their memorabilia. We don't have a lot on Vietnam in our archives. If they could loan it to us, we'd like next November, when we do our month of salute to our military in our lobby, we would like it to be focused on Vietnam. So anything that they would like to donate and or just loan us for the month, that would be fabulous.
So, and I know that's one of the challenges, because they're always pretty low-key. It seems like the Vietnam-era ones are pretty low-key. And, by the way, Marty did give me Ron's phone number, so they could call him if they want. I'm going to do this, 515-298-0547. So that's Ron's number. If you'd like to find out more about doing interviews, or maybe even have some items from the Vietnam era that you would like to have displayed or would permit to be displayed, so give them a call. There we go. All right. So I threw that one in there for you. Saturday, let's talk Saturday. You have Saturday with a Scholar coming back this week.
We do. We have Steve Stimmel coming, and he is going to talk about Boone architecture and automobiles. It is being co-sponsored with us and the Tallcorn Antique Auto Club. John Vetter reached out to us, which was wonderful. So what's really cool, of course, is you know, the building that we're in, the Masonic Lodge that we're in, was designed by the architectural firm of Proudfoot and Bird. And that's one of the things he's going to talk about, is that's also, as old-timers will know it, Citizens National Bank. And even old-timers is the Herman House, which is on South Story, which really was, as I knew it growing up, is the Manderscheid House. Proudfoot and Bird also did a lot of stuff at Iowa State. Beardshire Hall, Curtis, Marston, all Proudfoot and Bird designs. So he's going to be talking about mostly about what Proudfoot and Bird did in Boone, the homes that they did, plus the business building. And then he's also going to, since he's also interested in old automobiles, he's going to talk about the automobile of the era and the auto-related businesses in early Boone. Old car companies, old that kind of thing.
And there were a few out there, weren't there?
There were a few out there. So I think that will be fascinating. It's, again, this Saturday, April 12th at 1 p.m. in our lower level at the Wayne Erickson Community Room. So come in off of 6th Street, and I think it'll be exciting. I'm excited to hear what he has to say and hopefully learn a lot.
And this is one of those where it doesn't cost you to come in.
Nope. All free. I mean, we always put the donation jar out, but it's all free to come in. There'll be cookies and some water for you, so that's all. You can always have a snack too.
Might get some people in there that have all kinds of stories to share as well, too. But once again, looking forward to having him. And this is one of those things, too, just to bring it up, the Tallcorn Antique Auto Club, to do a collaboration on something like this. You guys, certainly we'll do this, because it's an opportunity to talk about our history one way or another. And again, with all of the architectural things he's got available, it fits in really well.
Right, and as a small board, we cannot be experts in everything. And so bringing someone in like him to talk about the building that we're in and buildings in Boone that everyone recognizes is and how they came about is really great.
So we got that's going to be coming up this Saturday, and I know this is just kind of sets the stage for I hope, you know, you're hoping to have more that'll be coming up, but again, it's a matter of just being able to put things together for them. So
it absolutely is. And so to kind of roll with that a little bit is our Trail Tales, which is our twice-a-year publication. It will be coming out at the end of April, and that only goes out to our members. But that will be highlighting opera houses of Boone, which will be interesting. However, it also be we're talking about the corner, the 8th and Story, the southeast corner of 8th and Story,
okay,
which is where an opera house was in the 1880s. And, of course, now has the U.S. Bank, which was a Proudfoot and Byrd architecture.
Yeah.
So, kind of tying in with our Saturday with the Scholar, also our Trail Tales is going to be talking about that corner, which has the architecture of Proudfoot and Byrd. And yeah, if you're not a member, you can always become a member. It's very affordable, and that would get you the Trail Tales. And our newsletter, and of course, free admission to the museum.
Yeah, and not hard to do. I did mine online.
Yes, so you can do it online. I mean, an individual membership for a year is only $30, a family $45, and a business is $80. And we would certainly like more of each category. So yes, you can do it online, or you can always stop in and fill out a membership form.
Sure. Easy to do. And once again, still open on Thursday, Friday, Saturdays?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2.
Yeah. So get that membership. And point out, yes, it's an annual, it's the calendar year. Basically, you're a member for the calendar year.
Right.
But you get the first of the Trail Tales coming in there right away. So.
Yep. So that's very exciting. We also do tours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a group that would like to tour the museum, and it's not going to happen on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday from 10 to 2, then we're happy to try to arrange a time where your group can come in and have a private tour. I mean, admission is still $5 per person, but we have had a couple other groups come in, we are happy to do that. So if you have a class reunion coming in or some other group coming in, we are happy to arrange a private tour for your group. In addition, we have now had a couple school groups that have come through.
All right.
School groups, elementary age, we don't charge for those students to come in. The only cost right now would be for the schools to get them to us.
Yeah.
But those are all free, and we have done, I think, three of those now. Barb McDougal is leading that group of school tours. So that's been really fun to kind of get that tours and that information out to the youth.
Barb knows how to wrangle those kids. So
yeah,
and
she does.
And the excitement when they see some of the actual history that they might have learned a little bit in school, especially elementary, you know, and then you get to see an actual thing that was associated with it. You know, maybe they heard about the big fire in Boone and where Fairway burned up, and all of a sudden, yeah, you know, oh, look at this. Here's pictures.
The big thing with elementary kids is the mammoth test.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
The mammoth test is very popular, and we have a yardstick, and we're looking to upgrade that. But there's a yardstick that sits in that same area that shows where the height of a woolly mammoth's knee.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of kids trying to measure up to their height, knee height. And no one has been tall enough yet. But they love trying.
They keep working at it. But those are the kinds of things.
It's so fun to see them. The enthusiasm, the questions, is just really great. I know we're probably running out of time, but there is one other thing that, a couple quick things that I do would like to mention is, one, Ron Russell found a photo in our attic, and it turns out it is a gentleman from Boone that was lost at Midway in World War II and received the Navy Cross. And he was not on our list of Navy Cross awardees. So we have some information about him in our upcoming Trail Tales, but we have also been in contact with his family, and we will be updating our Navy Cross exhibit as soon as we get that information from the family.
All right, good.
And they approve it, and that will be adding, so that will be Warren Kruk, Raymond Duffy, and Thomas Benson. So we'll have three in that exhibit.
All right, okay. Yeah, always finding, always finding, to us, it's new history. Yeah. It's history, you know, but it's new.
That's right. When people, we find things or people share things, we just keep adding to it. So that's been some interesting things. Yeah, that's, when you find things, you got to do all the research on them.
Sure. Just that you're working on your exhibits now. You're pretty well, are you set for kind of the summertime and looking at doing the changes in the fall? And I know you're also doing a lot of building history for businesses downtown that Main Street is looking at.
Right. I just finished scanning over 400 old photos of downtown Boone. And we'll move on to the next box. There are 11 boxes that need scanned so far that we have found. And so we are slowly working on those to get those done. And we'll also be doing, rentals are going well in the basement, but there's always space available. So if someone wants to rent for that birthday party or graduation, we've had several recently where one of the funeral homes has have rented in behalf of a family.
Oh, sure.
For a luncheon after a service. So that's, we are always good to do that.
Yeah.
And then we're also, of course, as always, doing fundraising because our elevator's from 1965.
Yeah.
It works, but it clunks. And furnaces are old and clunk, make a little noise. And we'd like to do some landscaping outside to kind of spruce it up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, we've been sprucing up the inside. It's time to start thinking about sprucing up the outside, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, too, you mentioned the furnaces, air conditioning, very important because you have multiples because of the size of the building and very essential to maintain that atmosphere inside. And they do get used up. Just like my furnace in my house. I might have to change that one of these days.
Might have to change it. But yeah, we appreciate so much of coming on and talking to you every month, Jim, and the support of the community. It has been wonderful.
Okay.
I think there are still great things happening, and we'll just continue to update things. But, you know, we could always use more members, more volunteers, that gets through things faster.
Yep. Oh, certainly does. Jeannie, I do appreciate you taking time to do this and fill in and cover for Marty, not available for the program. But again, we've got a lot of great things going on. And folks, stop by on Saturday, really. It's in the afternoon, starts at 1 o'clock. Steve Stimmel, and he's retired, but he's got a lot of great history with the architecture firms. And again, the Tall Corn, I know they're excited to be a part of this as well, talking about the Tall Corn Antique Car Club here in Boone. So got a lot of fun things happening. And once again, free to attend that. So start on Saturday and work from there if you need to. Jeannie, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you very much.